So to kick us off with that conversation, I wanted to pull in this quote from a 1998 speech by a scholar named Gregory Jay that's called Who Invented White People? And Reggie was so kind as to send that to the panelists ahead of time. One thing that has changed radically since the death of Dr. King is that most white people do not want to call themselves white people or see themselves in racial terms. He goes on to explain how one of the unaffected effects of the civil rights movement of the 60s was the emergence of this concept of colorblindness, of I don't see color, of race doesn't matter. This is an approach to race that's common today as well. You can definitely really readily find it in public institutions like law enforcement and like in education. You'll see things like, this is a colorblind classroom. The notion of colorblindness, however, allows the problem to become implicit rather than explicit, which makes it harder to address head on. And it also allows white to become an implied default, because typically what non-white people are the ones who have to specify their race, and therefore white becomes normal.
It becomes quite complicated when you consider that racism, it's been said, actually is the father of race and not the child. So you have to first ask yourself, who are you? And when you, as you were growing up, what type of, what did you learn about yourself? What was on your birth certificate? I define race pretty much as traditionally what I was taught when I might go and fill out an application again with my data, my name, where I was born and so forth. And then there's always a place where you have to check black, white, descendant of Africa, all these different other categories. And race becomes very complicated because they used to say that anyone who had one drop of African blood was considered black, okay? But if you think about what a colorblind society is, you can't be colorblind unless you then look at yourself, and then you no longer define yourself by race. Does that make sense? So I then would not use the term to describe myself as Black American or African American. That would also have to disappear. Okay. So yeah, that's what racism is. And pretty much race is a social construct. I think we can all agree on that, you know?
There's a daily news podcast from the New York Times called The Daily, and they put an episode out about a week ago with Vince Champion, who is he's a Southeastern Regional Director of the International Brotherhood of Police Officers. So he's based in Atlanta, where as some might already know, there has been, since the last time we gathered for this panel, a fatal shooting at the hands of the Atlanta Police Department. And that was the case of Rayshard Brooks, who had fallen asleep in a Wendy's parking lot. And then the police came, and then it ended with him getting shot and killed by the police. So to contextualize that, this is Vince Champion. He's leading the police union in that area. And he said in a bit of a sarcastic tone at one point, I apparently am racist because I say I don't see color. And he tried to go on to explain that when he says he doesn't see race, it means that he treats everybody the same. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't see the struggles that other people have.
If I hear somebody saying that they're colorblind, that they don't see, that they don't see race, like if they look at me or a person of color, you know, I'm really, really scratching my head, like, for real, like, come on, like, because if you walk into a room and you're the only person of color, the dynamic in that room suddenly changes. Whether people realize it or not, they might have subconsciously taken a glance over at you. And there's a little bit of an interesting message that perhaps is passed, even amongst the groups. Amy Chua wrote a wonderful book called Political Tribes. And people, whether they believe it or not, They seek camaraderie and acceptance through others that are just like them. And that's huge. That's huge. You know, that's how you move forward in society. That's how you show that you are, you know, a member of the club. And so if you suddenly decide to out yourself and say that I am an anti-racist, there definitely might be consequences for that. You know, no one likes to be thrown out of the club. And that type of heat is usually felt immediately. Okay, there are real, real consequences. And so sometimes I think saying you're colorblind is like kind of a way of just sweeping the whole issue under the rug and basically declaring, you know what, everything's great, no problems.